indeed in the wonders of His love, and certainly in the text that is before us today, you see the absolute wonder of the love of God for you and for me. And that text is Philippians chapter 2. Yes, we were in that text last week, and if you remember last week, I said we will be in the same text again. I said either Christmas Eve or next Sunday. Well, it's Sunday that we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading in verse 5, and I'll read through verse 11. And if you remember from last week, it is called the kenotic hymn, from the Greek word kenosis, for an emptying, which is referred to in this. Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. God's word says this: "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And for this reason also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your word. We recognize that your word is truth, and we thank you for an opportunity again to sit under the authority of your word. Lord, may you bless me, the preacher, that I would handle this wonderful text accurately. And Lord, may your Son, Jesus Christ, indeed be glorified. And may your people be blessed. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may please be seated. I was reading something not too long ago about a missionary. This is back in the days when missionaries, when you're going to the mission field, it's quite a commitment, because you're taking a ship over to this other country. Mail is very difficult to get and so forth. And back during that time, there was a young man who it had been his heart's desire to go to the mission field. In fact, he wanted to go to Africa. It was the place that he wanted to be. He went through all the qualifications to be a missionary. He finally had that opportunity. There was a mission organization that was sending him to Africa. Problem, though, was that he was in love with a girl, and he wanted to marry her, and he wanted her to go with him to the mission field. And so repeatedly he asked her to marry him. And repeatedly she said, "No, I'm not going to the mission field with you. I love you, but I'm not going to go." And so he gave up. And it was just about to sail, about 2-3 months before he was about to leave. He thought, "One more try. I'll give one more try, and I will send a letter to this girl. Perhaps she's changed her mind. Perhaps her heart's changed." So he wrote her, and indeed her heart had changed. Indeed, she was ready to marry him and to go to the mission field, and so she wrote that. And she told him in bold print and how much she loved him and how ready she was to go to the mission field with him if the offer still held. And so she sealed it, she put it in an envelope, went to mail it, but it was raining. Her little brother was about to go outside, and so she gave the letter to her little brother and said, "I'll give you a quarter if you mail this for me." Took the quarter, and he agreed. And then she waited and waited. Never heard a reply from him. I think you can see it coming. She found out that he sailed to Africa without her. And it wasn't until a couple of years later, when they were moving from one house to another, and as they were getting all the belongings, she found her little brother's coat from the time. And there inside the pocket was the letter that she had given him to mail. Men and women, there is a moral to that story. In fact, I think there's probably a lot of morals to that story. But one of the morals has to be how easy it is to forget the things that are really important. how easy it is to just disregard something that is extremely important. And people, that is especially true when it comes to this time of the year, when it comes to the Christian season. It is estimated that during the Christmas season this year, Procter and Gamble alone will spend $40 million on advertising. Just them alone. Airlines, during the month of December, will have their greatest sales for the entire year. And of course, from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas Eve, that is when merchants all around the country have their largest sales. Yet in spite of all of this, people will forget about God and will certainly forget about His Son.